If you're a CATA bus driver, all you got to do is drive the bus. You could miss the green light and get the next green light to make sure you clear the intersection.
I'm pretty sure they're living on a schedule too, John, and that they'd be reprimanded if they don't make it.
Could you just agree with one thing I say
sorry,
today?
I'm sorry. It's kind of gloomy out. Can we agree on that?
Try it again. Steve, those really long buses, yeah. Sometimes they block the intersection.
Well, they do sometimes block the intersection. I agree.
I love the street cafe. I'm on a street team. I love Meryl Streep and the flick One True Thing. I love traffic. I love the colors yellow and green. I like talk radio when they talk about things. Let's talk about things.
What's the first word of ensemble comedy? It's yes and or yes but.
Improv.
Yeah, you agree with the person even if you disagree.
Yes, but they probably have a schedule to meet, John.
They do, John.
So I didn't make up any ground there, but at least the gang did get around to that theory that I've heard but don't know that much about. It was from yesterday's show. I was complaining about gridlock. I said sometimes even the CTA buses will gridlock an intersection in the city, and they, more than anybody, should know not to do that. And they don't have anywhere to be in a hurry. It's a CTA bus. It'll come along eventually. And then Bertrand and Mary were saying, no, they've got pressures, they've got schedules they've got to meet. And I thought I had a point. They thought they had a point. And I thought that the best way for them to communicate that to me was to first agree with my point and then say yes and. And it reminded me that Kelly Leonard does a podcast called Getting to Yes And here on WGN Radio. We host it. He's that guy from Second City. Remember him as Roy Leonard's son. He's a really innovative thinker, and he's a great communicator in Chicago from Second City. Not only do they do improv, but they do teach those skills to businesses. I asked Kelly to jump on with us today, and he couldn't, but one of his colleagues can. Piero Procaccini is the director of improv at the Second City. And this is just kind of a weird little one-off, Piero, but I wanted you to join us and just tell me if I understand that theory right. And for just a few minutes, give me an instant tutorial on how we should use that in our daily lives. Can you do that for us?
Sure thing. Thanks, John. And it's a really great conversation. I mean, the short answer is, to an extent, you're both right and you're both wrong. So let me try to unpack that a little bit for you. Improv at its core, I think it's important to distinguish between onstage improv and offstage improv. Onstage, the principle of yes and agreeing to the reality established by your scene partner, that's really important. Because when you don't agree on that reality, that scene stagnates and it doesn't move forward.
Right.
But that principle applies offstage as well, as you're suggesting. You're absolutely right. The thing I would tweak is you don't necessarily have to spend time agreeing with the other person. We would encourage you to use the concept of yes and as spending a little bit of time hearing and entertaining and understanding the other person before you then respond. But offstage, it's really important to make room for people to disagree. Actually, because you know, if I'm like, give me all your money and why aren't you yes-handing me? Well, there's a really good reason that you're not, right? Like,
right.
It's important to create space for disagreement. But your point is so well taken, which is, I think they would get farther in that conversation if they spent some time hearing the meat of your argument, the sort of what matters to you about that argument before then responding, even if that response is a counter argument.
Understood.
So actually you all did a great job of fixing that afterwards. Like, it's really frustrating that the buses block the intersections, isn't it? Yeah, it is really frustrating. And then they can, of course, move on with their
right, because as the recipient, so that's my message. Now, they want me to hear their message, but
yep.
If I get the feeling they didn't hear mine, then my door's closed to them coming with theirs.
That's exactly right. Yep, and that's actually the situation we find ourselves in a lot of times when we're arguing, which is that we're so taken by trying to convince the other person of our point of view, we're not hearing theirs, and that results in the same sort of stalemate that can happen on stage when we don't yes and.
Yeah, and clearly I was guilty of that myself, right? I was so hell-bent to make my point. Maybe I wasn't being sufficiently receptive to what they wanted to say, but I wanted to get a little affirmation back first.
That's right, yeah.
And
I mean, it's funny because the dynamic affects everybody involved, right? If you say no to me, I'm much more likely to reciprocate
right,
with a no.
But I have a question about that.
Yeah.
And I think this is husbands and wives, parents and children, colleagues, bosses and employees. This is everybody, right?
Yeah, absolutely right.
Okay,
yep.
But here's the problem. What if the person's initial statement, my suggestion that the buses block the intersection, say, what if in fact it's patently false, or you just, you can't concede that point, then what do you do? How do you get to yes and when you don't agree on the yes part?
That's a great question. So in that situation, the yes, so we oftentimes suggest, instead of using the yes and externally, which if it fits, please do, but if it doesn't, use it internally. So use the yes to remind yourself, yes, tell me more, and then the and to remind yourself to contribute more. So if you disagree patently with the initial statement, spend a little bit of time better understanding what that person means by that statement.
Yeah.
A, it can help unlock sort of what their intent is, and B, when you respond, you're responding from a place of information.
So with the language of that conversation, maybe I don't have to say, yeah, you're right, John, but okay, I hear what you're saying, John, or, well, that's your view on it. I hear you, but, I mean, yep. I don't mean to parse this too finely, but you don't want to lie to the person either, right?
Right, that's exactly right. It's really important to be sincere. If you're using yes and the words and you don't mean them, they're probably having a worse effect than if you didn't use them at all.
Yeah.
And so, yes, exactly right. It's something to the effect of, wow, that hasn't been my experience. Help me understand that point of view better, right? It shows that I'm respecting where you're coming from. I'm not trying to challenge you. I might end up disagreeing with you, but first I want to make sure I've understood what your intent is.
This has been very helpful to me and hopefully to my colleagues. I hope they're listening to this.
Well, good. Hopefully helpful to everyone listening, yeah.
I don't mean to defeat the purpose of what you've just said. I mean, it's not trivial or silly, but I think, yeah, we want, and that's probably the Achilles heel of this, right? I want the other person to do that. No, I need to do that first, too. I need to understand these lessons. Pierre, I'm out of time, but you and Kelly and the gang over there, Pierre Procaccini is on a phone line, the director of improv at the Second City, are really smart communicators, besides being funny people on stage with the improv. And this is what you guys do as a business. This is the business component of Second City, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We teach these skills to companies, and exactly like you're talking about, there's a lot of subtlety to it. So we really try to make sure people understand how to use these skills in a way that actually helps.
A lot of subtlety to it. Dang. Okay. Hey, by the way, if people want to reach you, Piero, how do they do that?
Oh, you can reach me at P. Procaccini. Boy, it's a tough last name.
Boy, there's no chance that's going to happen.
P-R-O-C-A-C-C-I-N-I at secondcity.com. That's the easiest way.
Secondcity.com. I'll post a link on my page, too. Thanks, Piero.
That's great. Yep. Thank you so much, John. Bye-bye.
Yeah, have a good morning.